It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. We continue on this morning with a conversation about things happening on a local level. We've been doing a lot of that on the morning show and talking about supporting our local businesses. A great opportunity with that is the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. We've talked over the last several months with Sarah Johnson, who is market manager with the Farmers Market. She's on the line with me now to talk about some things that are coming up here with a couple of changes, but you can still support our local vendors and our local farmers, and to talk about it, here's Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. How's it going?
Pretty well, all in all. And I wanted to talk with you because we were talking with you before when you shifted out of online or onto online and out of online and all of the changes. And there's another one coming up here now a little bit later here this week, but it's all still bringing the local vendors to our community, especially online, which is great with people wanting to maybe stay home during the pandemic. Tell us what's coming up a little bit later now at the market this week and then how you're looking ahead to the future. What's going on this week?
This week, it's our very last market of the season, sadly. We are doing our online market, which has been a great success both at the beginning of the year when we did it and again with our late fall season that's coming to a close. We still have a lot of great things available. So obviously food and produce and local meat and eggs are still there. But we have a slew of really great, unique holiday shopping picks. Ordering is going on right now, and if you're listening and you're interested, you can go ahead and place your order until tomorrow night at midnight, and it's at our website, which is mqtfarmersmarket.com.
Now, this is a great way, though, of supporting the local businesses. As I said on the show here, we've been really encouraging people to shop locally. And one of the things that I've found is people think that shopping locally, they might not have a lot of online options. So they're going with online choices with things that are out of market. But you are literally doing this online to make sure people can get these items and still follow all the pandemic rules, right?
Absolutely. We have about 40 vendors currently active on the online market, and they are offering a slew of things available for purchase. So we have things like artisan products made by local artisans. We have like handcrafted beeswax candles, knitted hats and wool socks made with like the farmer's own wool. We have handcrafted soaps and lotions that are made with goat milk. One of my favorite things is we have a lot of really talented bakers, right? And it's been a hell of a year. And, you know, you may not want to make a bunch of holiday cookies because you may not have that energy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
you can get those. We have a lot of holiday cookie sets and pies and things like that. And then the one thing that I think is really interesting that I've been talking about is we have mushroom logs. So it's kind of that gift for someone who has everything. Get them a mushroom log and let them try their hand at growing their own shiitake mushrooms for Christmas.
I was going to say, what is a mushroom log? What is
that? it's a log that's been inoculated with mushroom spores, and you can pick it up. We have a couple of different vendors that offer these in various sizes, and all the instructions on how to take care of it is on the website here. But you just keep it in a nice cool spot, and it sprouts mushrooms for you, and I think they last for about 3 years.
Now, this is the cool thing here, though, Sarah. This is the whole idea, is talking about being able to go online to do some unique holiday shopping, but you're supporting our local vendors by doing this. And, you know, this is a great example, a mushroom log, but there's all kinds of other unique choices and things. And the idea is to, as you said, well, as you said, it's been a hell of a year. It's been a hell of a year for the vendors, too, and the people that have these businesses. And we can support through this, can't we?
Absolutely. And you know, that's the great thing about the online market. You know, you don't have to hopefully go too far out of your comfort zone. You can place your order online, again, by tomorrow night at midnight, and then you come down to the Commons on Saturday morning to pick it up. All the vendors, they drop off their product early in the morning. So when you come to pick up your product, most of the time it's literally just one customer in at a time. We make things run pretty quickly. Your order's already packaged up, ready to go. We charge your credit card ahead of time. It's a very smooth, slick process. You get in, you get out, you get what you want, and you support our local growers, artists, and artisans.
We're talking with Sarah Johnson here, who's market manager with the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Sarah, the word is that we can shop online, we can support our local vendors, and they certainly appreciate the business. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And if you want to support your local growers and artisans with the Marquette Farmers Market, you can shop online at mqtfarmersmarket.com.
Sarah Johnson, Market Manager with the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website. We'll be sure to link up their site as well. It'll all be at sunny.fm. Shop local, shop online, support our local vendors. It's what we like to talk about right here on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.